Walang nakakaalam sa buhay ng isang tao. Maaring buhay ito ngayon pero bukas wala na. Ito ang isa sa mabigat na sitwasyon na hindi inaasahan ng bawat isa. Subalit, mas mahirap kapag nasa ibang bansa o migrant dito sa Australia. Kapag nahaharap sa ganitong sitwasyon, siguradong halong pagkabigla at pagkalungkot ang mararamdaman. At kadalasay, hindi alam ang gagawin, lalo na kung ito ang unang pagkakataon na mawala ng mahal sa buhay. Pinatotohanan ito ni Matthew Curiacosi mula sa Melbourne dahil nung namatayan sila ng kaanak ilang taon na ang nakaraan, blanco sila kung ano ang susunod nilang gagawin.
The death happened in my brother-in-law family. So his son had died after birth, 3 days, with a heart problems. So the uncertainty was what to do next.
Sabi nito, ibang-iba ang pag-organisa ng 1,000 dito sa bansa, mula sa kanilang nakasanayang lugar sa Kerala, India, kung saan nagmula ang kanilang pamilya. At kapag nangyari ang pagkakataong ito, sabi ni Scott Duncombe, na isang funeral director ng Sydney Funerals Company, dapat agad makipag-ugnay sa isang funeral director.
When someone does pass and you know the family members tend to go into shock and grief and really confused as to what to do, because not often people get to organize a funeral in their lifetime, and but when a time does come, the most important thing is to contact a funeral director, because they have all the knowledge, they have the understanding of everybody and the processes that are to go on, whether it be the bodies to remain in Australia or if it is to be repatriated overseas.
Dagdag paliwanag nito, kapag namatayan, huwag madaliin ang lahat, lalo't isa itong napakalungkot na sandali ng buhay ng isang tao.
You know, allowing the families just to take their time is the most important part of this process when somebody does pass away. Because quite often they're making decisions, they're a little bit stressed out, they're trying to grieve, they could be in shock, but they just can't make those decisions, straight away. So quite often we will take a loved one into care, and we'll then meet them in a couple of days after that, and then the funeral will most likely take place, 5 to 10 days following somebody's passing.
Ayon kay Amit Padiyar, ang acting registrar sa The Births, Deaths and Marriages Registry sa New South Wales, ang funeral director ang namamahala ng lahat ng dokumentasyon para sa pag-aayos ng libing. Ito na din ang nakikipag-ugnay sa kanilang tanggapan para ipatala o iparehistro ang pagkamatay.
Well, the role of birth, death and marriages across the country in relation to death, firstly is really to ensure that we register the death that has taken place in our states or territory. Now, this is often done through our funeral directors, who we work quite closely with. They will provide us with the necessary information that we require, or part of the necessary information that we require, in order to register the death of someone.
Ang death certificate ay isang official na record at patunay ng pagkamatay ng isang tao. Ito din ay isang patunay ng isang relasyon sa isang taong namatay. At tulay ito para mabigyan ng suporta ang naiwang pamilya. Dapat ding tandaan na sakalang maorganisa ang libing kapag nailabas na ang death certificate. Subalit may mga pagkakataon na kinakailangan na imbestigahan ang dahilan ng pagkamatay ng isang tao. Dito na papasok ang isang colonel para hawakan ang kaso. Paliwanag ni Deputy State Colonel Jackie Hawkins sa Victoria, may tatlong mahalagang bagay na ginagampanan ng isang coroner.
We investigate unexpected and unexplained deaths, including homicides, road accidents, suicides, and overdoses. And there's about 7,000 cases a year in Victoria. And our role is to establish three specific things: the identity of the deceased, the cause of death, and the circumstances related to the death.
Kapag may imbestigasyon sa isang kaso ng pagkamatay, ang petsa ng libing ay nakasalalay. Depende sa trabaho na gagawin nito para masuri at malaman ang sanhi ng pagkamatay nito. At kung gastos ang pag-uusapan sa libing, ayon kay Mr. Curiacosi, malaki ito sa inaasahan ng mga naiwan.
Newly migrated family, we don't have that money to spend towards the funeral. I had to search for them few funeral companies, even though we don't aware what was the next. Then they advise that, so this is a procedure, you have to ask so-and-so questions, what is the funeral, how it will be, what service they provide. I called up few funeral services.
Ang kagandahan lang dito ay ang funeral director ay palaging nakikipag-ugnay sa pamilya ng namatay para malinawan tungkol sa libing. Tumutulong din sila sa pagpili ng uri ng libing ng yumao na kaya ng pamilya. Sabi pa ni Dancom, may tatlong uri ng libing na pwedeng pagpilian.
There's burial, there's cremation, all different types within that as well. And it's up to the family, I guess, as to what they wish to, you know, choose and what were their loved ones or maybe what's their, you know, culture or their customs around, you know, the different types of funerals.
Pinapaunawa din ito na dapat hindi lang isang funeral director ang kontakin ng pamilya para may pagpilian, lalo na kung isaalang-alang ang serbisyo na may kinalaman sa kultura at relihiyon ng pamilya.
To be able to assist those cultures into doing what they're used to doing in their home country is just a beautiful part of what we do and how we do it as well. Not all funeral directors will do it. Some may specialize in a culture and others just may not have the skill set or the ability to be able to cater for it as well.
Halimbawa, para sa mga mananampalataya ng Islam, kung saan dapat ang yumao ay ilibing agad, dapat hindi lalagpas sa 24 oras mula nang ito ay namatay. Sa sitwasyong ito, maaaring kontakin ng pamilya ang local Islamic na organisasyon sa lugar o funeral director na nag-aalok ng serbisyo na ayon sa Muslim na libing. Sa adpa ni Victoria State Deputy Coroner Jackie Hawkins, kung ang coroner ay kinakailangan sa kaso, may mga suporta silang pinapaabot sa pamilya tulad ng counseling.
Every family is provided with a brochure which is called What Happens Now, and it explains in plain English our processes in simple terms. And this document and some of our other documents can be found on our Coroner's Court website, and some of the documents have been translated into 15 of the most widely used languages.
Kung iuwi naman sa pinanggalingang bansa ang namatay, inihahanda din ito ang lahat ng dokumento para sa imbahada, para sa pag-uwi ng bangkay. Sinisiguro din ng mga funeral director na maayos na makakarating sa ibang bansa ang katawan ng namatay.
When somebody does pass, the relevant documents need to be prepared, you know, and obviously approved before sending a body home or the ashes home as well. If the body has been cremated here and buried here, then there's no real process from a funeral director's point of view to advise an embassy as such. So if the family has chosen that they can't afford to bring the body home, and they're here on a holiday visa or they're here on a working visa as such, the family will eventually advise the authorities as part of the process after the burial and cremation.
Pahabol na payo ni Mr. Padhiar, importanteng huwag kalimutan ng pamilya ng namatayan na ipaalam sa mga mahahalagang organisasyon at kinauukulan ang pagkawala ng kaanak. At ang Australian Death Notification Service ay isang platform na siyang tumutulong para maipaalam ito sa mga mahahalagang organisasyon o ahensya.
So this is a free national government service that allows an individual really to notify multiple organizations of a death via a single online platform.
Kabilang sa mga importanteng organisasyon na parte ng Death Notification Service o DNS ay ang mga bangko, telecommunications, utilities, insurance at ibang government agencies. Ang platform na ito ay nag-aalok din ng translation services sa 50 wika. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Delis Paul na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.